Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Buffalo Sabres made the announcement on Monday that they have relieved general manager Kevin Adams of his duties and have replaced him with former Blue Jackets general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen. And you've had the privilege of covering the Blue Jackets for a dozen years. Now, what can you say about Jarmo Kekäläinen and the job that he did helping build the Blue Jackets into a playoff team for a number of years in his time as general manager there?
You know, it's a great question, because when Jarmo went to the Blue Jackets at first, they were actually kind of in a similar position to where the Sabres are now, where there was some talent on the team, but there was a little bit of a culture issue. There was an accountability issue, and that's when John Davidson hired Kekäläinen, first European general manager in the NHL, to be able to bring a much needed culture that the Blue Jackets were missing. And it took them a couple years to build, but once they finally got to the playoffs, they made it for consecutive seasons, and he ended up leaving the Blue Jackets as their greatest general manager in franchise history. So that's what the Sabres can expect to get right off the hop here, is that he's well-respected in the league, but just he's a professional in the way he acts. He could be a little bit of a tough negotiator, but what's really important to him is building from the ground up a culture and accountability. That's his very foundation, and that's something that the Sabres, that's something that Sabres fans have been clamoring for a long time. So at least in that aspect, that's something that they can expect Jarmo to really tackle right off the bat here.
Now, I know that he had spent some time not only playing in the NHL for a brief moment, but also as a scout and working in the hockey operations department in the NHL before being the general manager back over in Finland, and then coming back and being the general manager in Columbus. Did that transition seem too overwhelming for him at all, or did it seem, you know, that he was able to handle the job in Columbus just fine and was able to understand the nuances of the NHL game, maybe compared to the European game?
That, too, is a good question, because, yeah, you're right. There was a lot of transition there, but he held a lot of roles in the NHL previously before that really helped him. Like he's really known in the hockey world as a good talent evaluator, certainly not perfect. He didn't hit on everything in Columbus, but he definitely hit on a couple. But then back in his time when he was a personnel director and really more involved with scouting, names like Marian Hossa, names like Alex Petrangelo at different parts of the earlier 2000s, he was involved with that. So he has a real eye for talent. And I think that that, along with the other experience he had both overseas and in the NHL, really helped him develop what was needed to become an effective general manager. I mean, he lasted in Columbus for 11 years and 2 days. I mean, some general managers definitely don't make it that far. To be able to be over a decade in the same role, there has to be a level of success there. And, you know, you can question what he did at the end with the Blue Jackets with the roster, but he had a lot of wins. And I think that the experience that he gained through all the years, all the different roles, really helped him in Columbus, and it's going to serve him well, especially at the beginning with the Sabres.
What would you say was maybe the signature move with Kekalainen in his time with Columbus, whether that be a trade or maybe the drafting of a player? Is there anything that to you sticks out more than others, or was it kind of just like a combination of moves that kind of stuck out to you?
There's definitely a combination. There's a few that I'll call out. He was the one that fired Todd Richards after an 0-7, 0-8 start. That led to the hiring of John Tortorella, and Tortorella became Columbus's greatest coach to this point. A lot of people point to that moment as the thing that got them into the playoffs and there for consecutive seasons. As for a couple of other moves, he was involved, you recall the Artemi Panarin for Brandon Saad deal that happened at the draft in Chicago. So that was something that a lot of people point to, that Jarmo is not afraid of the big move at all. So if he's willing to go after Panarin, even though there were no assurances that he was going to sign, I think Sabres fans can have a little bit of anticipation of what does he think of this current situation and what kind of moves does he have in mind. He's, like I just said, he's willing to go big. Another one was at the deadline in 2019 where he went out and got Matt Duchene. This was before they swept the Lightning. A lot of people question why would they go all in when they're on the fringe of the playoffs and they became a wild card team. Well, he knew that Bobrovsky was going to be gone. He knew that Panarin was going to be gone, so they're going to take their shot now. And, you know, they only got to the second round, but they were able to knock Tampa Bay out in a series that a lot of people remember. So he definitely has the gusto to be able to do some stuff here. So those are the moves that really stick out for Kekalainen, is, you know, the hiring of the coach and then the couple of trades that just showed that there's nothing out of range for him. So he's going to look at the whole situation in Buffalo. He's going to see what's out there. And if there's something that interests him, even if it's a much bigger move, he's definitely willing to go down that road.
Now, I know that he spent parts of 12 seasons with the organization. Was there anything in particular that got him fired in Columbus, or was it maybe just a time that just kind of saw it run its course? Or what was it that you feel was what led to Kekalainen's downfall while he was with the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, he was there for 11 years, so it was time when it happened, and it was a series of events that, when Panarin left, when Bobrovsky left, you know, there were still some guys on the team, so they tried to make it work past, but then, you know, COVID happened and the bubble situation happened where they got into the bubble playoffs, Tampa Bay knocked them out, and then moving forward from there, you know, Seth Jones decided that he wasn't going to re-sign there, so the word rebuild was kind of thrown out there. Kekalainen had a chance to start over, and that's when Igor Chinnikov was drafted in the first round. Kent Johnson and Cole Sillinger were drafted in the first round, and then he had the chance to draft Adam Fantilli before he ended up getting fired. So it just turned out to be a situation where a lot of his roster moves were really questioned. He signed some guys to some really brutal contracts. He signed Damon Severson to a huge contract that has not worked out, that's still on the books here in Columbus. So just think the combination of the on-ice product, trying to blend a rebuild and making the playoffs didn't work, and it happened for multiple seasons. So it's just everything ran its course, and they felt that it was time for a change. So, you know, before that, he did great, but just several moves that he made over the course of a longer period of time just ended up catching up to him. And I think that he's learned from that. And, you know, hopefully he doesn't repeat that performance in Buffalo.
And what would you feel that Kekalainen's lasting legacy is with the Blue Jackets, and kind of how is that kind of bled into the current iteration of this team right now that, let's face it, is right there with the Sabres at the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings as well?
Yeah, the Blue Jackets have really underperformed this season. That's been a big talking point right now, where the young talent, some of the young talent really haven't popped this season as much as many would like to hear. But the legacy that you're asking about, Kekalainen laid a foundation for future success with some of the more recent drafts that he was involved with. When you mentioned Adam Fantilli, who many expect to become a really good two-way center in the NHL once he reaches his upside. And I think the Blue Jackets are going to try to build around him, build around a guy like Kirill Marchenko. That's another guy that Kekalainen identified in the second round back in 2018. And a lot of people that love Marchenko could be one of the more elite wingers in the league once, you know, he kind of gets his feet under him a little bit more here. So a very interesting situation, you know, kind of comparing the two. And I think that ultimately Kekalainen is going to try to do a lot of the same things with the Sabres that he did with the Blue Jackets, in trying to, you know, kind of build them up, set a foundation, and then be able to build from there. Like the Blue Jackets now, you know, if they get success, they still have Kekalainen to thank, because a lot of his imprint is still involved with the players that are on this team. It's just they have to try to figure out why they can't hold third period leads, why are their young players not popping to this point. You know, there could be some player development issues going on. We're really not sure yet. We'll see how well that goes. But just from Kekalainen's standpoint, he's going to be good at drafting. He's going to be good at developing, and he's going to be good at being able to look at the Sabres roster to see what works, what doesn't, and, you know, be able to build that foundation that they've been desperately needing for so many years.
Very good, Mark. Anything else you want to add to our conversation about Kekalainen that maybe we haven't touched base on?
We saw this coming, just because right before the season, you know, they added him as a special advisor. So that kind of put an urgency on what was supposed to happen. And there was just set up a kind of a contingency plan that if something like this happened around Thanksgiving where the Sabres weren't in it, you know, Kekalainen was right there. And I can tell you, he spent a lot of the season as special advisor. He made several trips to Columbus for games scouting, and I thought that was just interesting in his role as special advisor, that he was already kind of doing a little bit of scouting here, and then lately he hadn't been at games, and that's when the word started to come up that something could be going on here. So I think that they've been preparing for this possibility, and, you know, he's more than ready for it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.